So I heard a beautiful Dvar Torah that I want to share with you. And I think if you can remember it and share it at your table over the weekend, it's worthwhile. So this week's parasha is Parashat Shlach. If you remember from sixth grade, we learned Parashat Shlach in depth. And Parashat Shlach, the main story is about the spies and how they went to Israel and they saw things in a negative way. They portrayed everything in a negative way. Big fruits means we're going to die, big giants. One of the things they said when they came back to the Jewish people, they said, Eretz ochelet yoshvea. If you remember what that means? The land eats its inhabitants. Which means they saw everywhere they were walking, they saw a funeral here, a funeral there, a funeral there. Everywhere they're going, they're like, why is everyone burying the dead? Why is everybody burying the dead? Eretz ochelet yoshvea. It's a land full of diseases. Now, what they didn't realize, because again, they were looking at things from a negative point of view, Hashem specifically made people die during that time.
So there was no attention.
So no one would notice the spies walking through. They looked very different, obviously, much smaller than most people. Eretz Ochelet Yoshvea was their complaint, but really they weren't looking at things the proper way. You have to look at things from the positive light, exactly. A beautiful mashal that I heard that really hammers this point home. There was once a king who was somewhat disabled. He was missing a leg, missing an eye, and he was Gaban Einayim, which means he had one unibrow. So he looked a little bit funny, a little bit different. And let's try to save questions for afterwards. So this king made a certain contest. He said, whoever can draw the best picture of me, $10 million. I want a beautiful painting of me. You get $10 million if you draw a painting of me. So the first guy came, and he drew a picture of the king. Made him look beautiful, beautiful. Two legs, two eyes, two eyebrows, everything normal, no problems, no nothing. And the king looks at the painting and he says, this is a picture of me, this is someone else, get out of here, kill him, right now, off with his head. Kills him right away. Anyone else, any other volunteers, $10 million prize to draw a picture of the king. So the second guy comes up and he draws a picture of the king the way he is, missing one leg, missing one eye, one unibrow. He said, look king, I made a beautiful picture of him. He's like, this is how you want people to remember me for eternity? Like a cripple, get out of here, kill him right now. Dead. No one else had the guts to try to make another painting. Then there was one smart man who drew a picture of the king. He showed it to the king as they revealed it. They saw a picture of a deer. Okay, he does a little more. And then he sees somebody crouching with a gun in their hands, aiming at the deer, closing one eye and bending their eyebrows a little bit like this. And their leg is bent, so you can only see one leg, and he's shooting the deer. So he didn't lie, he kept the king looking the same, one leg, one eye, and eyebrows the same. But he made a picture of him shooting a deer so that he would look, and for eternity, be looked at in a positive way. That's really the skill. That person was smart because you have to be able to look at every situation in a positive way, or you can also look at it in a negative way. So the Torah is telling us, whenever things happen in your life, any situations, always try to focus on the positive. Don't focus on the negative. That was the spy's mistake, and we're supposed to learn from that mistake and not follow their footsteps. Chabad, Ashrei Yoshevei Beitecha.